Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. Paige just thought of something. If we ever skip past headlines like we did in the 6 o'clock hour, do remind me to tell you hello at the 6-2 segment.
Thank
because
you.
I know a lot of people have said over the years that's their anthem for the morning when they hear me say hello.
It's a rallying cry. They got to hear it.
Yes.
All right.
So, well, Paige, hello.
She's raw dogging that mic, too. I'm a little surprised.
Well, I don't normally know what happened to all the things in here. It's weird.
Did you get your subscription figured out? Or
no,
I'm just kidding.
Just about ready to jump off a building.
That's not nice to say.
It's not, but I'm frustrated. All right, so it's brought to us by Gosling Electric.
They won't let us on the roof anymore.
Paige, on Harry Carey alert.
I'll jump. All right, so here we go. We're going to find out how many people actually carry their phone in their underwear. What's so funny?
Yeah, they just get so tickled about things.
I just picture her landing chest first and just going back on the roof.
God, could you slide in first in a baseball game, Paige?
She knocks somebody in the nuts, the first baseman.
I feel like she'd like go, she'd slide in the home or whatever, and her head would go over and her legs would
not that
over.
Big.
No. Oh, see, there you go.
Chest is huge.
You act like they're like
sliding in on her back.
Like airbags.
Big air, she get big Takatas coming in home base.
Oh my God.
Catcher's still home, Jackie.
Stop.
Catcher's got to jump over you like he's.
I'm like a superhero. I can just inflate him and fly.
God.
It doesn't work that way.
How are you going to adjust them? That's what they got to do next with breast implants, like adjust them on the spot.
Are you pumping?
Wasn't there a movie where they, a futuristic movie where they did that? They could like,
I don't know.
Like
if they haven't, go with it. That's
fun. If you're one of these guys who likes, you know, two different cup sizes on the same chick, you can deflate them however you want, you know.
Well, or she could decide. It's her body.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I should have to say if we're.
That's why they have them beds split in half now, where it's just like, oh, I like lumbar. Well, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I could set mine to 60, and you can set yours to 10.
I hate those couples bed commercials. That's Matt Stafford.
Your house is divided, and it will divide further if it's like that.
I like to sleep straight up. Like, no, you don't.
I like to hang upside down and bite people on the neck and drink their blood.
There's no cuddling at that point.
I like to sleep.
Hell no, you can't noodle.
What's
or not noodle. Is it noodle?
I think so.
Noodle.
Diddle?
No, cuddle.
God, you probably could do that with
noodle. Noodle's catching fish with no raw and real.
Why don't they use that as a selling point? You can, you know, do your five knuckle shuffle and she won't even wake up because, you know, the bed's not shaking. Because you got two separate, you know.
Mine has a vibrate mode on it, so I could do both.
You got a sleep number? We're like, what's your jack number?
Okay, freaks.
10.
I'm getting into the story. There's a study that found that 57% of people say they carry their phones in their right pants pocket.
Right pants pocket. 19%
yep. keep it in their left pocket. 12%.
Does that have anything to do with their, what's the word? They're left-handed or
right? Ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous. Yeah.
So 12% carry it in a bag, like a purse or a merce, if you will.
A merce.
Oh, come on.
Seven.
Y'all are sexualizing yourself by calling it that. That's like when they say a lady, a male cheerleader or a male nurse. You saying that it doesn't mean that it's a woman, but y'all are stereotyping it.
Okay, so.
Trying to stand out so we
notice. If you will, just bear with me. If it was a woman, it would be a purse. If it was a man, it should be a durse. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Fred Durst.
Morgan Wallen.
Right. Elevator.
So 7% of these people keep it in their back pocket. But this is the weird stuff.
Oh, man. Does that mean like with a cop's gun? Like, does that mean their phone smells like butt?
You know it does.
If they farted all over their phone, you're like, here, talk to them. You're like, God, man, your phone stinks. Oh, I had AAA last night. Sorry.
Now I'm thinking of Fred Durst. 5%
claim that they carry Javon their Durst. Phone in their underwear.
I can't put it in a pocket. My shorts will fall to the ground, so I got to carry it in my hand. Plus, I have the heaviest iPhone they make. Listen,
yeah,
good
that
Lord.
Falls on my nuts sometimes when I'm playing a game and I fall asleep.
That would be painful.
He has an actual otter on the back of it for his otter.
It's just
box.
Riding that's on the way down.
Yeah, he just catches it when he falls. Is that your otter impersonation page? I do farts louder than
maybe
that.
That's a seal. I'm sorry. Confused it. Some of them that have their phones, they may have been fooling around. Like,
is that just where butt dialing comes from?
If you're on your phone and then you stick it in your underwear, that is so weird. So women's clothing doesn't always.
Sorry, I dong dialed you by accident. I keep mine in my front.
Women's clothing.
I snorted on that one.
And plus, I would think that you're, like he said, your phone would be heavy and it would probably pull down your underwear.
Yeah. I mean, it's going straight to the ground.
What if that all the homies are just not really, like, you know, having that gangsta lean? Their phones are just real heavy, like fat.
That's what it is. They used to have multiple phones. Remember, drug dealers had multiple pagers back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be my luck. I'd put this in my pocket when the school bus drives by and my pants fall down.
Good. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
On the ground.
Look at a fat guy with shorts on the ground.
He's half mooning us. Does that count? Well, that was one big cheek, so yeah.
That'd be all over everybody's TikTok.
Did you know that there's a new trend?
Nude?
New.
Oh.
Well, there is a nude trend, but there's a new trend, and it's called heavy soda. It's not just for large people.
I've heard of dirty soda, but not heavy.
Ooh, what is dirty soda?
This is like
alcohol. Like scissor up?
Yeah, kind of.
Like that lean.
This is kind of like that. This heavy stuff.
Why don't they make Guayquil for men? How about that? Okay.
Guayquil. Tylenol's bad, though. I remember that.
I'm telling you, that's the way they get you to argue. Well, if you don't argue over skin color, sexuality, or religion, or politics, you're going to argue about sex and men and women.
Or basically, all we come from an egg.
But what came first?
I don't, but maybe other people do.
The egg.
Well, the chicken can't at all, or the egg can't at all. God dang it, I got a bad
one. You really did. Jesus.
Then the sperm.
The foundation of jokes. You just did it backwards.
That's the answer to the question.
Fat boy starts off. All right, I got one for you. Who's there?
First.
First. Oh, damn.
Got it backwards.
She just phone dropped you. Like she's that. Like, first. Who's on?
Like, which is first?
She went old school as hell on hers, but still, it was good.
The egg can't at all. So it's always the chicken's the answer.
She's okay. Like Fresh Prince throwing himself out the front door.
So
write that one out later.
What is this thing that we're talking about? I'm not going to. So what is this thing that we're talking about? This
Zoom
new,
it.
New trend, heavy soda. People are like hyping this and thinking it's the best thing ever. It's where fountain drink machines offer a version of Pepsi or something like that. Okay. With a larger ratio of syrup. So that is heavy soda.
There's a place in, I don't remember, somebody listening now will know, there's a place in North Carolina, and I want to say it's Marion, but I don't know for sure. It's an old school pharmacy soda fountain kind of place, and they
used to have one in Brevard, but I think it's closed.
Okay, that might have been. They make the Coca-Cola, by hand.
I don't know if they do it.
They use the syrup with the carbon, and they mix it up like it's an elixir. And it's dude.
Oh, that'd be cool, man.
It tastes like an ice cream float, but there's no ice cream in it. It's more frothy. Oh,
You can put like additives in there, whipped cream or whatever.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you could.
I put whipped cream in everything. I'm terrible.
But then, like, have you tried?
My stocking Cool Whip right now.
I was wondering what that stain was in the back of your pants.
Not in that.
Just but a whip stain.
In my coffee. Whoa, who's that hole? My drink cream. In the morning.
I thought you were boofing whipped cream.
Have a whipped cream bikini.
Oh,
and
man.
When I spray it, my dog knows that it's time for a pup cup, and she'll run. And she's gotten to the point where I just give her a shot cup. In the mouth. Like,
wow, hang on now.
Pup cup. Why is your dog wearing a cup? You going around knocking it in the nuts?
She put it in a little cup.
Oh, you're talking about from Starbucks.
Yeah. Well,
that's branded with them.
I do it at home, too.
A pup cup.
It's kind of expanded to home.
A pup cup.
You get in the car and go.
Oh, they love it. They just sit there and they're happy about it.
Why not give them a cup of peanut butter and really make their day?
Or, they can get it somewhere else.
Peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can put it on a piece of bread, you put it on dog bone.
Peanut butter pudding surprise.
I had some peanut butter because I made cookies, and somehow she...
Put it on a raw hide.
The dog liked it, and so she took it and she ate it.
Of course she did.
She ate it in the backyard. She ate the whole thing.
So would it have chocolate in it?
No, it was just peanut butter. Like she'll
Is that true, though? Chocolate will kill?
It's toxic, but it's in a lot.
That's weird, though, that it'll... I guess it's the size of peanut butter pudding surprise. I think it's
onions and garlic. They're
if they were
a
really
either.
big dog, though, could they? Oh, I hate the TV. Damn it!
I don't like it either. I saw a guy who was working on a tree crew, like just rip his chainsaw up with a rope up a tree.
Like, that's a commercial. That's not even like they're advertising. Okay, anyway.
Is that how you tree guys do it? Wilbus, you better tell me, P1 Wilbus.
Easily distracted.
Is that how you get your chainsaw at the tree? You pull it up with a rope?
God, that looked dangerous as hell. It was on, and he was pulling it up the tree.
Oh, my God.
By rope. I bet they're not bonded and insured. Lord, have mercy. Okay, so work back on this.
She was talking about peanut butter, and she said specifically the dog ate it in the backyard.
Eva saw it and ate it in the backyard.
Oh, I bet she did eat it in the backyard.
Eat it in the backyard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She steals food and does that quite frequently. I have to get
Is
it
your backyard a common place?
Well, that's where she likes to go. She's got a chaise to lay out in the sun.
She has a shaved lounge?
Chaise.
That's what you should call your esthetician business.
The chaise.
The shave lounge.
Shave lounge.
Oh.
The shave lounge.
Can't do that.
It's some nice lighting.
Or the hairport.
Make it look like a speakeasy.
The hairport.
The hair force.
You just want me to shave. I don't shave. I wax.
Yeah, you got to correct your speaking on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not shaving anything.
I mean, I've got tons of shaving ideas for you, but
I didn't go to barber school.
No crap.
Yeah, I have to have that license to shave.
We got to think of wax names now. I don't have any wax names. Wax, wax, wax. Can't do the obvious crop.
The Grip Ripper.
Oh, my God.
You got one?
Yes.
What?
You got it. It's one you would read more than so it's not... And it's, you know how like you were dancing, DANCIN apostrophe?
Yep.
Waxing Jills.
Waxing Jills.
Jackson Jills. Waxing Jills.
Okay.
All right, so this is when you pitch an idea in a meeting and everybody just looks around. And it's like, oh, okay.
I
appreciate your effort. Okay, it's a no for me.
I like Grim Ripper better.
God. That's kind of hot, to be honest with you, but I don't know if everybody's going to go to that. The Grim Ripper.
Grim Ripper.
That's good, though.
Hire a woman named Jessie, and you can have Jessie and the Rippers.
You can't have Ripping Lips because that's been taken by a fishing company. What's up, Rocky?
Ripping Lips is already gone. Plus, there's already that Polish spa.
No.
I misread that. It's Polish. But it reads as Polish.
So you thought it was Polish.
I did, too. I really did. But my mom, at the longest time, thought that only Brazilians could get waxed there at that one place.
That's
She's like, it reminds me of Jim Crow. They only whacked Brazilians at that one place there. I don't support that.
They get butt lifts, too.
God bless. Yeah. Remember that one place? Oops. What anniversary are we coming up on of the company getting shut down for putting rubber cement in women's butts?
Oh, you talk about Coconuts?
Coconuts.
It's been well over 10 years.
That's when the butt thing really came to be. And I know those of you OGs are like, I've been on that butt since day one. But I mean, for, you know, pop culturally, the butt is back. It's trending again. Yeah. The butt is. We're off the toddies now. We're on the bootay. And, you know, a lot of times you have to wonder, did she squat that out and get them, or did she go buy it? And the lesser types go and get rubber cement stuck in their butt.
Gosh, Fat Boy, can you pull this up? Some of the... Oh, my God.
I can't. It won't let me access it anymore for some reason.
Okay, look at this.
Are there good ones on there? I can't think of any good ones.
I can't say that.
No.
Oh, you got to write it down.
You can read their P1 name, though.
Thank you.
You can't really like
give them credit.
Can you rhyme it? I like doing that.
Let her try.
Oh, she's going to try to rhyme it. I got to know.
Okay,
what
it rhymes with stealing shack.
Stealing shack.
Thank you, P1 elevator guy.
Squealing crack.
Peeling shack?
Like you're going to.
Crack. Whack. Jack.
You got to write it down, I guess.
Whack.
Unless somebody else can figure it out. Stealing shack. Is that what she said? Yeah. We're talking about shack like a, not shack like, hey, how you doing, Ernie?
Yeah, and also.
Like regular shack.
And also, for those of you that are texting in, you're writing in wax off, but you're spelling it with a CKS, and that's not at all the way to do it. That's not.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's a VIP spot.
Shack, wait, what does that rhyme with?
Okay, hold on. Give me one second.
She wrote it. Yeah, show it to, because she wrote it down, but she said waxing shack.
Shack.
Okay.
And then there's lip stripper too.
Say that
one. Oh my god. You'll read that one, but not the other one.
Yeah, but these are lips.
Oh my god.
I do lips too.
You're killing me.
Was it close?
No, not at all.
Can you rhyme it?
Yes.
Okay.
The last one. Okay. So remember the store back in the 80s and 90s, early 2000s, was Radio Shack.
Yeah.
So take the radio out and replace it with a word that rhymes with batch.
Okay. I thought she was rhyming shack with that word because I said write it down.
Okay. I can separate this and make it easy.
Sorry.
Okay. You ready?
I don't want to get in trouble.
No, we're not going to. Guy Ritchie movie, Fat Boy.
Yep.
What's that movie?
Snatch.
Paige, what's that song by B-52s? Love?
Shaq.
Pointing at Fat Boy.
Snatch.
Paige.
It's called
Love. No, shoot it at me!
I'll say it.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hell yeah.
I want to see when it dawns on Paige this song that she's heard before and she thinks she's hearing for the first time. That's a good sound. Reminds me of Static X a little bit.
Rest in peace, Wayne.
Definitely new metal. Maybe a dash of aggro rock. Oh, you want to have sex with this song. You love it so much.
Yeah, it's the chicken dance if you're on the podcast. So.
Do what?
It's the chicken dance if you're on the podcast.
No, it's not. I'll link out the link to this. It's a cover of Enjoy the Silence by a band called Pharisees with an X. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, that's very Egyptian, cryptic.
Pharisees.
I remember that being in the Bible and also English class, but that was parentheses. Never mind.
Parentheses. I still don't know what an asterisk is.
I didn't know.
Nobody could say it right.
I thought for years that telephones were invented by the Phoenicians.
I know the Vietnamese did the eye goggles. They got that for sure.
Hold on. And then there's... who'd you say did the eye goggles?
I think the Vietnamese, right?
Venetians.
No, he did the blinds.
Vietnamese eye goggles? Venetian eye goggles, I thought.
Yeah, but you can't do... Like, a Venetian eye goggles is the stand-up version of the Vietnamese eye goggles.
Did the people that wear wooden shoes invent farting and pushing your wife's head under the covers?
Probably.
The Dutch oven.
That's the real Dutch oven. We're not talking about that pot you put on the stove.
No.
That's called a pot.
I have one of those.
What is it called when a woman does it to a man? I mean, it's not a punchline. Is it still a Dutch?
Yeah, it would be.
It would be reverse, right?
Well, like when you go out Dutch, it means you're going to pay for hers, or she's going to pay for hers, you're going to pay for yours. So if you put her in the Dutch oven, it's like she farted and you push her head under there and she's got to suffer.
Maybe it's like a Sadie Hawkins because she did it to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little twist on it.
You ever give a guy a receipt like that, Paige? Like he cracks one on you and you get him back?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you get to
save it up. I wish.
Save it up.
I'm gonna next time get somebody back. Come here.
I used to do a bit years ago on the show called Mastradamus, where I would predict things that we kept a running tally. Some of them actually
you got pretty accurate too.
Some of them came true.
More accurate than the Simpsons during some of this stuff.
More accurate than the Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
I believe I told you, and I'm only saying this because it's true. I told you Cracker Barrel. I told you.
You didn't tell me to buy the dip. I should have bought the dip. It was a quick dip.
But I told you about that one. You didn't get none of. And you should have.
Well, I lost so much yesterday. Switching. You don't switch. Don't switch your cryptos.
Don't.
Not
well, God, you know what? There's probably legalities about even saying anything with that. But boy, there's one that it's. I consider it the sterling silver of cryptos, and that's when you buy and you just set on. You don't ever. You just let it go.
I realize they're all gainers until I get on them. Then when I get on a little tip, it's not a gainer anymore. starts going down.
See, it's, I mean, it's like, see, that in itself is another, that's another addiction, because like you mentioned it, I bring up the app and I'm sitting there looking at it, and then I see that little squiggly line. I'm like, hold on now. It's like when you go to Google something, and then the front page takes your attention to, wait a minute, Dabo said that? Paul Feinbaum said that?
Oh, yeah. People got to hear what his big ears.
That's the only reason I even knew about any of that stuff. I told you Jimmy Kimmel was going to come back. I told you that it was not going to be. There was already thought that, and I don't know if it's his team or whatever. You know, people were like, oh, he's going to go the Anderson Cooper route, and, you know, not Anderson Cooper. Wait a minute. God bless. What's the one who's on the, he moved it to his farm?
To the farm. You talking about Tucker?
Yeah, Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
People thought Jimmy Kimmel was going to do his own thing, you know, and it would be bigger than ever.
So that worked out great for Tucker Carlson.
He moved it to his farm?
Well, he did independent, you know, because they cut him. I think it was Fox News that cut him, right?
Yeah, and he does it from.
She had a massive following.
Tell you, though. I mean, everybody's farm is different, certainly, but that barn he does, that ain't a barn. No. Like that was built for broadcasting. I know it's got perfect sound in there.
Well, Glenn Beck the same way with his Blaze Network or whatever, yeah, that was built from the ground up, and it has all in the family set right there beside it. He bought the set and reconstructed.
Pat McAfee's in like a gymnasium.
He is like in a gym.
Our studio used to be a kitchen, y'all.
We have a table that looks like a goober.
It does. Overhead, like gnats and stuff that comes in here that are flying over. They're like, why is that guy sitting at the head of the penis?
I'm sitting at the base.
Fat Boy's right at the balls. Paige is right there on the left of the shaft.
Right. You're damn right.
By the door. The shaft by the door.
So.
Ready to leave.
The one surprising thing is that it wasn't milked longer than it was. And when I say milked, I mean both sides milking it. I mean, clearly both sides milking.
But this was a shock to me.
That he's already back?
Yeah. Which makes me think, did he have some kind of
stroke? Like
or leverage power? Of like what?
Who did he know something about?
Yeah, because he was trying to. Word was he was going to break his contract, leave free and clear, and then go to Colbert and like tell his whole side.
But see, even with that guy though, like he's on his way out, Colbert.
Yep.
So
he don't care. Like
he doesn't give a damn.
He's Dillagaff at this point. Number one, he's gonna let him come on there and blaze it. But like then people were saying Kimmel don't want it to end this way. He wants to come back and get a proper send off. But his deal was up next year anyway. So I wonder if they're just like, look, finish it out, or we'll give you like an appropriate like. Cut salary payout to do a couple shows. Like I don't know.
I think the proof is in the numbers. Again, I mean, there's not a whole lot of. I mean, competition doesn't like competition to me. Like right now at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, competition is not just Jumbo and Billy. It is not just Hulk and Tom. It is not just Tara. It's not just Ellis and Bradley. It's everything that can take anybody's attention away from listening.
Yep.
That's everything. And that's what it's always been, but we always segmented it to competition being on TV, on radio, newspapers, teams, all this stuff. The numbers were off on his show, and he did have a very, very healthy salary that to them it would be, well, we don't have to pay him anymore.
I don't think you'll see those salaries anymore. Not even just for late night. I think across the board.
I think athletes?
Well,
the only reason athletes' salaries were ever put out into the press is because of the Scott Borises of the world who that's how they got to swing their ding-dong around is because they got the press of, I got him that money. He didn't even know how to play ball.
Now, the athletes will go up because we know two of the major three all three are multi-billion dollar organizations. So you can kind of follow the money there. But these networks, I feel like, you know, your Today Show, your Good Morning America, your Stephanopoulos and Melvins, they're not going to be making $10, $15 million a year anymore after this. Like, this is going to be scaled back dramatically.
Well, I mean, the viewer, and, you know, I know with our schedule, and anyone who's up early, I mean, we were talking a moment ago. Didn't even watch wrestling last night?
No.
And I normally don't watch it live anymore at all, not even thinking about it, because it's like you have anything you want to watch if you actually take time to watch TV.
I'm
going to
watch Kimmel's monologue, and that's it.
So that's, you know, it's like that meme I was telling you about. when all that stuff went down, the meme, I saw it several different places, and that was the one. It says, it showed a picture of the I'm using the word ladies loosely on the View.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, predator.
Oh my God.
I love movies.
And the thing, I can't wait to hear what they have to say about this. Like, it was it propaganda, but also a marketing campaign. Just like I knew and still believe, and I think know that that's what Cracker Barrel was. They wanted to get that groundswell of support back.
But like, who?
Without it even hitting, Fatboy went there that same night because that little trigger went off in your brain. It's what commercials are. It's like,
I wanted that food.
I know that when that good time goes bad, I'm going to call Rob, but I need him to remind me constantly. Like, oh, God, wait a minute. The good time went bad. Who do I call? Hey, folks, it's me.
Hey,
Rob Marinieri.
If you bit a dog, call Rob.com.
We're never thinking about that unless you have relationships with, you know, people that, you know, it's your go-to guy or whatever.
Do you think we'll find out what happened?
Nope.
They have celebrity backlash, but and they probably could have threatened not to work in future. But like,
that's where you have to realize what the definition of an influencer is. We always think influencers are hot chicks trying to sell you those things that whiten your teeth online or whatever the different things.
You want
are.
Teeth like Roman Reigns? Buy one of these.
But this list, let's not forget. And I'm not saying yay or nay about anything, but these are. These people that are coming out of the woodwork, a lot of them, and really, think level-headed what I'm saying. They're actors. They are actors. And, like, for instance, and I won't call them by name because I don't know it to be true, but Fatboy and I were talking off the end page as well about one that we know. Yep. And they are saying that they have totally cut anything or had, I guess they will bring it back now that he's back, but they'd cut out anything ABC, Disney, property, anything.
All
they,
that stuff.
They would cut it all out. And if you break all that down, you won't be able to do any commerce in your community today. Like, what their hands are in, I'm not even being conspiratorial either. I mean, it's just the breakdown of what it is.
Why would they let him come back? That's what I can't figure out. Like, I can.
They probably feared riots.
Maybe because of the guy shot up the station in Sacramento. I saw he shot up that affiliate. But
you got it. I mean,
in our business, crazy. You don't get that. You don't get to come back.
No, you're
they tell you after your shift, like, hey, you're done.
Done and gone.
Like, you can't come back on. And so is that what's going to happen? He's going to land base the company, the parent company. They still have to edit it and air it because it's not a live show.
A lot of that is SAG is supporting him for his freedom of speech.
But that's a union. I mean, that's what that breaks. It's a union, just like you remember how the mafia was with the union up north and stuff. Like, it's all down deep a cartel. I mean, like, not necessarily. I mean, it is what it is. It's the club. It's the thing. You know,
they control it.
We all just the underlings.
It's just an emotional thing.
Or do they just not want to pay him? Did they not want to break his contract with a year left and a huge amount of money? And just let them, you know, work it out.
Are they getting like Cracker Barrel? They're reigniting. Yeah, you know what? I didn't really watch it anymore, but this is poster child for freedom of speech. I will watch him now. Like, down deep, did you before? Like, look yourself in the eye, or whatever. Did you watch it before? I don't think you did.
I mean, I only watch all those shows for interviews. Like, if you're somebody I want to see interview, like, that's it, really.
A clip or something like that. And just like, people might just hear Facebook fussing or, you know, things like that. They don't listen to all. But that's reality. That's reality.
It's going to pull monster numbers, and maybe that was it's bad if that was the first thing they thought about, but it could have been.
Yeah.
When they reinstated them.
Wow.
Or it's a, like, you know, we don't want people shooting up our TV stations the way they were blowing up Tesla dealerships and hand super gluing their damn hand to the Mona Lisa and stuff.
Yeah, even in Timberwolves games, gluing their hands on the floor. Yes.
Throwing paint on stuff. First off, that ain't the real one. They ain't going to put the real one up like that by now. They already know. All right, you want to do some calls?
Something.
We'll do something next. How about that for a tease? Good morning, everybody.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Is this Gamblers Anonymous?
Yeah, can you hold on? Let me get the other phone.
Please, please.
Okay, hold on.
How much you want to bet she can't help me?
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hey. I just want to hang up, get this phone so I can walk around with you here.
All right.
Yeah, my name's Marcy. What's your name?
Marcy, my name's Cornelius Jenkins, Jr.
Uh-huh.
And I really need your help here. I've been I'm sitting here at a casino right now up here in Cherokee, North Carolina, and I really need some help here. I need somebody to help me get out of here. I've been sitting here for 14, well, not exactly 14 years, but about 13 years and a half. I'm from Mississippi. I'm up here on vacation right now. I need some help. I need to get out of here. 14
oh.
years.
Yeah,
I lost my wife. I lost my kids.
Okay, you live down here on the coast?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm sitting here right now, and I'm just, all of a sudden, I had this little card that somebody gave me from there, and
uh-huh.
said that if I ever needed help to call, and I'm sitting here, and I'm putting my last of my life savings in this machine right now.
Okay, well, is there any way you can get back down to the coast here?
Yeah, I'm leaving out tomorrow morning, but I'm sitting here, and I'm keep putting money in this machine, and I know that I got to leave. I got to go back home, but...
Yeah,
you know,
and you gotta save some money so you can get back home.
Well, I got some money to get back home, but I just keep putting money in this thing, and I never hit my stride. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I know. And you know, once you start losing, it's downhill battle. You'll never get it back.
I haven't won anything for 14 years.
That's right.
And I was a great grandfather. My grandson Latron, he's a male model now. He's on Star Search with Arsenio Hall about 2 months ago. I don't know if you saw that episode or not, but he's a good-looking boy, and I can't be there to cheer him on because I'm sitting here in the pool halls and the casinos all the time.
Well, what you need to do is you need to get back home here.
Okay.
And you need to come to our meetings. We have meetings every night of the week.
All right.
And we can help you.
You know, they say the people that win, they keep playing, but I ain't won nothing. I still keep playing.
I didn't win anything 3 years, and I had to go bankrupt. I lost everything.
Yeah,
I haven't gambled now in 2.5 years.
It's horrible. Wait a minute. Holy.
Oh my Lord. Keep it coming, baby. Keep it coming.
Oh my Lord, Marcy.
What'd you just win?
Whoa. I just won about $1,400.
Well, why don't you take that and get in your car and leave?
I tell you what, Marcy. Oh, my Lord, my heart's racing now, Marcy. I tell you what, I'm going to come back down to the coast.
You take that money you just want and get out of there.
And I'm gonna come down and pick you up. We're going to go out on the town, honey.
You get that money.
Wait a minute. Let me put one more in here before I go.
Now, don't you give it all back.
You've been lucky for me there, Marcy. Holy s***. Marcy! Woo! Yeah, Marcy. Oh, keep it coming, baby. Come on. Marcy.
What?
I just hit it again, baby. I got $2,800.
Are you going to give it all back to him?
No, I'm coming home. Coming home to Mississippi.
Well, get in your car and come home now.
All right. I'm coming home now.
Right now.
All right, Marcy, man. I'm coming now. We're going to go out for dinner and... Hold on, Marcy. Let me do it one more time.
Now, see, you're going to sit there and give it all back.
No, I got one more. Here goes, Marcy, and then I'm hanging up. I swear. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, didn't win that, Marcy.
Okay, now, and it will take it all back. You know that.
Hell no, I got a pocket full of money now, Marcy. I'm going to keep playing. I'll win some more. I got to recoup at $2
out of
this loss.
You're not going to win it. You're going to end up staying there and giving it all back.
All right, Marcy. It's starting to sound like my wife now. I got to go, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.